This is Raoul, Reel 2. How did you cope with rationing?
Well, I managed all right. It was very hard. I still got some ration books. Remember the time I told you that we went down to see his mother when we bombed? All my clothes was damaged. I got dockets for to get new clothes.
As they were rationed as well, weren't they? The clothing was rationed.
Yes.
Was the food sufficient that you actually got on the ration?
Well, you used to try to exchange it differently. I've got so many pilgrims, we don't like it. Can I have your butter off? Exchange.
Bartering with other people, yes. Using your ration check.
If the insurance man used to call me. Right, I've got some coupons here, so-and-so didn't want them, but they want this. That's what we used to do.
So the insurance man acted as a carrier, did he?
Well,
Yeah, like someone who's going around the houses.
Yes.
And person would give them the ration that they had available and ask for something in return.
When we're going to be married, the insurance man was...
Were you able to supplement the ration? Were there other ways of getting food or additional food? And how did that operate then, the black market?
The ships coming in, the Yanks used to come in. I mean, if the boat used to come in, the Yanks used to have tight stockings, you know, nylon stockings, we used to get them cheap.
Mm-hmm. Were these American warships that came in? Presumably when America came into the war.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a garden attached to your house?
Oh, yes.
And presumably your father grew. Rabbits and rabbiting, did he go out looking for these animals?
No. I can't do anything like that. It was a distance away, please.
But the food itself, you did manage to live on it. Were you healthy in your family?
Yes, my mother was 92. I have a sister, 81, I'm 75. I've got a brother left. That's all that's left of us.
We'll come back to your work now. You've moved to the ropery, I think you call it. Was that the name of the company?
Roman Robson's.
And what was your job there? This is during the war now, you're on wartime work.
I'm the wire rope spencer. That's my job.
Can you explain what that was, exactly what that process was? What it was he did in effect?
Well, it was splicing ropes, putting thimbles in, you know, completing the rope, so to go out, and, you know, with the thimble in, the people to go on the docks, to put on the summer hook. For the boats or for the anchors.
These were wire ropes.
Wire ropes. Mm-hmm.
And how were they spliced? What was the process?
Right. After we got it into the vice, it was all one rope. Understand? So we fastened this thimble in. So that made it, there was the end of it. We split all those ends out. Like six. Each one had a few in, like, so there were six. So we'll get the proper part, knock the spike in, and then put one in, and sort of, as you say, plat it up. Splice it up.
Yeah. So you start with one wire, and you would have six wires
making
up the one cable.
Yes.
How long were these?
Oh, it depends. It could be in a great big coil, and you just have to splice the end. There could be short ropes. All depends what they were for, you know.
What were you making them for? What were they used for?
Airports, airplanes, punch balloons, the pits, the Air Force, as I say, punch balloons, pit shots, it's a rope snap, you know, it would come in emergency and do that.
Yes, so we'll come to that one. But what it must have been particularly heavy work for a woman to do.
It was very heavy, but you know, twisting round and bringing these money, and we always used to say, he would never be able to have a family the way we twisted our bodies about. Yeah. But I enjoyed it.
And were you on this work because men had gone off to the war and you were replacing them in the works?
Yes, there was the odd man, one or two men, you know, there was one or two men. Mm-hmm. And we were doing that work.
And how many hours a day did you work?
6 to 2, 3 to 10, because when I come home, he told me, Dad, that I was splicing what I was doing. He said, it's impossible, because I mean, we didn't want to see. He could splice. Got to. You know, then he realised I was doing it. He says, well, that's heavy work for a woman. Mm-hmm.
Did you find it easy at first? Or, you know, did you take to it quite easily?
Well, yeah, I had to be taught, and then it took it easy enough.
But, you know, initially, certainly, your muscles must have ached and your body ached. And
yes. Couldn't have been meant to be a death spot. Yeah. Mind everything wasn't perfect. You could, when you started splicing and you got the wrong start of the rope, that would make the pin loose. That was rejected. You would come and that's wrong. Pull it all out. Mm-hmm.
And restart again.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So everything had to be perfect.
Dirty work?
Greasy. Other things was greased up to the eyes.
Did you have protective clothing at all?
Boiler suit. It was brown, but washed so many times, it was white. You know, greased up. Mm-hmm.
And did you have any breaks during the course of the work?
Oh, yes. There was a half-hour break when we were on board men.
Yes, we'll stick to that first. We'll get that.
Half-hour break, lunch break.
Mm-hmm. It was not very long. Was it a canteen, or did you...
Yes. Yes,
did you bring your own lunch with you, or you?
Yeah, brought everything.
You didn't buy food on the spot, in the work.
I can't remember that. No, I used to take them home.
And you said that the work was inspected.
Oh yes.
There was an inspector there.
Yes.
Looking at your work.
Mm-hmm.
And did you realise that, as you've made given me a list of the uses for this cable, you realised how important that was within the war effort?
Oh, yes, it was all for the help. Mm-hmm.
How long were you on that particular aspect of the work?
About 17 to... We started with the Mulberry Harbour.
Do you recall when you started with the Mulberry Harbour work?
I don't know how long it took for that to be completed. It must have been about a year for to do all of that. I'm not sure.
And you never knew exactly what it was for until
until
afterwards, of course, when you realised what it was doing. Now, can you explain to me how the work you were doing for the Mulberry Harbour, again, it was cable work, but can you explain the job itself that you were doing?
Right, as I said, this big circle.
We were sitting around a big circle.
Standing. Oh, yes, standing. It was a big circle. Was that sure you're not here? And there was about 8 of us. This great big coil. One pass it under to the other girl, and pass it over to the next one, over and over. So and as it got round and round, it got heavier and heavier.
Again, you were splicing it, in effect.
No, it wasn't splicing.
No.
It was winding it over, making that rope. You know, making that rope.
So each of you, alternatively, one would pass it over the top,
and the other.
And what was what was in the middle of it? What were you passing it over and under?
A strong base, you know.
A cable base, strong, whatever it was, metal cable, iron,
yes.
Whatever it was, yes. Base. And you're passing the wire, the coils.
Correct.
Over. And how thick were they?
Six inches.
Yes. Diameter, about 6 or 7 inch diameter. Tremendously heavy to lift. How far did you have? It was passed to you, you know, for yourself. It was passed to you by the girl in, there. How far did you have to take it, in effect, or pass it to get it to the next girl?
Yeah.
And you may be doing the over bit or the under bit, depending.
Anything, yes.
And you were taking that weight on your arms?
Yes, on the arms. Then by the time you had a bit break to come back to you, and then by that time you were down to your knees. So heavy. But mine, we had a break about 10 minutes every hour.
And they gave it to
you? Yeah.
It was well greased, was it? Was it a greasy wiring that you're holding?
No, that wasn't greased. No, that wasn't greased.
The circle you've described that you were all standing round, in effect, was the circle of the base wire, and presumably
the core.
You used the core, right? And you lifted that. You said
we all had hold of that
in the circle, and then the wire that was to go round that was then passed to you.
Correct.
So it must have been particularly difficult at first to hold, trying to hold onto something and pass something round.
As time went on, we got used to it.
But very manual work, no machine.
Oh, manual.
No machine doing it. No. These days, presumably, a machine would do that.
No. A machine couldn't do that.
Oh. And did you have to have it at a certain tightness, tautness? Or did you just literally pass it round? And
it had to fit into all the rope, it had to fit in, correct? Mm-hmm. You couldn't have one strand on top of the other, you know, it had to fit in, which it did automatically when you went round.
Mm-hmm. When you say fit into what? The grooves or something? Or what, when you meant?
I mean,
it's difficult on a tape because you can't draw it.
No. The core, right, and you started round with it, that was one end round, and then the next one
Right, and it was one in, yes,
one
yeah, I'm with you now, yes. It was one at a time you were taking, and
yes.
And you're gradually building it up and thickening it.
Thickening
so
it
how up. Many of these wires, for want of a better word, would you be putting round?
You how don't many times round?
Well, no, yes, go on, are you saying?
It would be about 6 or 8 times round.
And how many of them? You put one round, set one round, then it's just, you said another one went round. How many of those would...
Round about 6 to 8, I'm not sure, to make the
thickness. And the diameter of each wire, the actual individual wires, how thick were they?
I think there would be about an inch. Just
diameter.
Of course, yeah. There was a lot of wires in that one.
Oh, I see, yeah. Right. So the wires were... So they'd been, in effect, spliced already.
Not spliced.
What's the word?
Coiled,
yeah, yes. Already.
So each strand had about 6 in. Understand?
Yes, I'm with
to
you
make,
now. Yes.
To make one.
Yeah. You had to make one wire going round. You had 6 strands of.
Just like a piece of rope.
Yeah, like a piece of rope. Yes, I'm with you now. Yes. And you say every hour you got 10 minutes rest.
Mm-hmm. On that job.
Yeah. And presumably you just sat down and.
Sat down and exhausted.
And you did this for what, 8 hours a shift, an 8 hour shift? Would you do this?
7 hours. Yeah. This is a half an hour lunch.
And did you work in teams? You know, would there be the same team of girls doing the same
job? Oh, yes.
Job?
Till our shift finished. Mm-hmm. And then another shift come on. And, mm-hmm.
Now, you said to me you didn't know what it was for, yeah. But you got these important visitors coming along. Who were they?
With all the good grades and admiral team.
Naval people and... So essentially what you were doing were making the cables that were going to hold the structure together, just as the cables on a bridge hold the bridge in.
Yes.
How long would a particular piece of cable be when you finish it, like the full length of it? That the eight of you were putting together?
Yes. Right. The end of that unit.
What year? About 3 yards, 3-4 yards.
Yes, I remember that.
3-4 yards length.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
And
then there was the thing to go on the end.
Right, what went on the end when you finished the... It was like, it had two holes at the end, and one had a hook and the other had a ring on, just to hook it together.
What? We called them the shackles. A big one, a thimble, and a shackle with the hooks on.
And they were put on the end, presumably so you could fasten one end of the cable to the other end.
No, they went away like that.
And then they put another cable on, presumably.
When they used them for the dock, you know, they hooked on.
So at the end of each cable you had this...
That was lashed with wire rope and tighten it together.
And that was the shackle, what you call the shackle.
Shackle. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it was wire rope fastened together. And there was a loop on each end.
Yes.
And on one end there was another ring, and on the other there was another hook. And you just hooked them together.
You wouldn't do that, but that was your part.
Do you know whether hooking together like that was done in your works, or did that go elsewhere? Went on.
They knew what they were doing to make the harbour.
And obviously, being secret work anyway, there's no way that you could have been told.
No
photographs.
No.
So the use would be only at the very highest level at that point in time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When did you suddenly realise what it had been used for? When it came to you?
When I went to open Dad's was on the radio, with the Normandy beaches, they've used the Mudbury Harbour. Yes, well, that's what I helped with, the Mudbury Harbour. Mm.
You realised then what it was, although no one had told you before.
When you were doing the Mudbury, but grommets we call them, as far as we knew.
But nobody mentioned the word, this is Mulberry Harbour, or anything like that. Just said you were making grommets.
Grommets. Mm.
Did they not tell you that what you'd been doing after D-Day, and when you went to work, did they not again say then, well, that was what you were doing?
No.
This was just something you surmised yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was an important part of the whole structure, that was to have this cabling made. Did that work cease immediately prior to D-Day? Did you go into some other work after that? Because the Mulberry Harbour would be, in effect, finished then.
Oh, yes, that finished. Mm. And just went back on to splicing.
You went back to splicing again.
Went back on to splicing.
And you'd keep this up till the end of the war, presumably.
Oh, yes. And I finished then. Mm.
You finished when the war ended, did you?
When the war ended, because I met my husband to be. Mm. And we got married in the June after the war ended. Where did the war finish?
And did you become a housewife then, or did you work after that?
Become a housewife, I had the children, and then after the grown up, I had to do jobs. I've worked in the lecture field, doing the sisters, colour coding.
You probably have told me, but what was the best side of doing this work? What was the happy side of doing this work? What did you get out of it that you liked?
Well, just all years to sing together. We are some of the little girls, you know, and we're all happy together.
And the unpleasant side of it, was there an unpleasant side to the work?
No. Just keep the foreman coming and he's got a long face, what's the show?
Any accidents that you saw? Were
no,
people injured? I should have asked, of course, did you have heavy gloves to work with?
Oh, no.
To protect your hands?
No, you couldn't work with gloves. Only if you were doing the fine air boards, you know, sometimes you put the gloves on. Greased, so everything was greased up.
And you've mentioned the fact that it was quite dirty work. And you always knew that you were doing important work for the war.
Yes.
And everyone else the same, and you pulled your weight accordingly.
Oh, yes.
No disputes of strikes or pay increases.